Chapter 41. Then he brought me to the nave, and measured the side pillars. 6 cubits wide on each side was the width of the side pillar. And the width of the entrance was 10 cubits, and the sides of the entrance were 5 cubits on each side. And he measured the length of the nave, 40 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits. Then he went inside and measured each side pillar of the doorway, 2 cubits, and the doorway 6 cubits high, and the width of the doorway 7 cubits. And he measured its length, 20 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits, before the nave. And he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Then he measured the wall of the temple, 6 cubits, and the width of the side chambers, 4 cubits, all around about the house on every side. And the side chambers were in 3 stories, one above another, and 30 in each story. And the side chambers extended to the wall, which stood on their inward side all around, that they might be fastened, and not be fastened into the wall of the temple itself. And the side chambers surrounding the temple were wider at each successive story, because the structure surrounding the temple went upward by stages on all sides of the temple. Therefore the width of the temple increased as it went higher, and thus one went up from the lowest story to the highest by way of the 2nd story. I saw also that the house had a raised platform all around. The foundations of the side chambers were a full rod of 6 long cubits in height. The thickness of the outer wall of the side chambers was 5 cubits, but the free space between the side chambers belonging to the temple and the outer chambers was 20 cubits in width all around the temple on every side. And the doorways of the side chambers toward the free space consisted of 1 doorway toward the north and another doorway toward the south, and the width of the free space was 5 cubits all around. And the building that was in front of the separate area at the side toward the west was 70 cubits wide, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its length was 90 cubits. Then he measured the temple, 100 cubits long. The separate area with the building and its walls were also 100 cubits long. Also, the width of the front of the temple and that of the separate areas along the east side totaled 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building along the front of the separate area behind it, with a gallery on each side 100 cubits. He also measured the inner nave and the porches of the court, the thresholds, the latticed windows, and the galleries round about their 3 stories, opposite the threshold, were paneled with wood all around, and from the ground to the windows, but the windows were covered. Over the entrance and to the inner house, and on the outside, and on all the wall all around inside and outside by measurement. And it was carved with cherubim and palm trees, and a palm tree was between cherub and cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces, a man's face toward the palm tree on one side, and a young lion's face toward the palm tree on the other side. They were carved on all the house all around. From the ground to above the entrance, cherubim and palm trees were carved, as well as on the wall of the nave. The doorposts of the nave were square. As for the front of the sanctuary, the appearance of 1 doorpost was like that of the other. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. Its corners, its base, and its sides were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord." And the nave and the sanctuary each had a double door. And each of the doors had 2 leaves, 2 swinging leaves. 2 leaves for 1 door, and 2 leaves for the other. Also there were carved on them, on the doors of the nave, cherubim and palm trees like those carved on the walls. And there was a threshold of wood on the front of the porch outside. And there were latticed windows and palm trees on one side and on the other, on the sides of the porch. Thus were the side chambers of the house and the thresholds.